that special little chant that we sing before the gospel today is called the sequence. The word in Latin actually means follow me, because it used to follow the Alleluia. We had a bunch of sequences. We only have a couple of them left that we sing now, but the one for Easter is especially important. It's about 1,000 years old. And not just the words, but that exact melody. People 1,000 years ago on Easter, just like we're doing today, were singing that same song. And so after we do that for so long, just the sound of the music can help make it feel like Easter. But the words that are there are pretty important, because they kind of tell a bit of the story of our gospel today. The sequence sings, O Mary, come and say what you saw at break of day. Now, which Mary do you think we're talking about here? Yes. Mary Magdalene, that's right. Oh, Mary, come and say what you saw at break of day. Yes, it's Mary Magdalene who we read about in the gospel, because she's there at the tomb. She's the first one to go and see Jesus. So Mary Magdalene is a very special disciple of Jesus, because she's the first one to whom he appeared. And so we have her, and she is in that sequence as if she's reporting back to the apostles. Tell us, Mary, what did you see? And she tells them, well, I saw Jesus. He was alive. I saw when I went in the tomb, there were his grave clothes, the cloths they used to bury him. They were almost sitting side by side on the floor. And then she says, I saw angels, bright angels testified, shrouded in grave clothes, side by side, the sequence sings. So Mary goes in, but does she know that Jesus is raised at first? Nope, she just says angels were testifying and there were grave clothes, but she doesn't seem to know what's going on. And so, eventually, who appears to Mary? Who does Mary see in the garden by the tomb? Yes, she sees Jesus. But does she know that it's Jesus? Who does she think it is when she first sees this person in the garden? Yes. A gardener. That's right, it's a garden. The tomb is in the garden, the gospel tells us, so it's not so unlikely that there would be a gardener. So even though it's Jesus, it was raised from the dead, something's very special about Jesus. Clearly it's him, but Mary can't see him and know that it's him right away. That lets us know that when we are raised from the dead, we'll have the same body. But a glorified body like Jesus has after he's raised from the dead, it's probably a little bit different than just a normal body, because Mary couldn't recognize it at first. But eventually, Mary does recognize it. And what is it that Jesus does that causes Mary to finally recognize that it's Jesus? What does Jesus do? Yes. He calls her name, and he says, Mary. And then something happens. God allows Mary at that moment, when Jesus says her name, to recognize this is Jesus. Jesus, of course, does that for each one of us. We listen, he calls our name too, and asks us to recognize, just like he did with Mary, he is raised from the dead. Now, today is a great day of triumph, victory. The hymns that we sing at Easter are all full of victory. This is the feast of victory for our God. And you know, we love sports today. We love to see people compete and battle and to win a victory. I was watching the basketball game last night. That was really exciting to see all the teams playing. I was a little annoyed by the weather reports in the middle of the kind of game. But eventually we got to see that great basketball game, at least some of us. But we love a contest. And I love the way our sequence, our song today sings. It says, death and life fought bitterly for this wondrous victory. The Lord of life who died reigns glorified. Such beautiful language that speaks of a contest. In Latin, it says, mors et vitae duello, duello, like a duel, in a confligere, a confliction. Conflict, stupendous, miraculous, this wondrous contest. It says, Dux vitae mortuus, the Lord of life who was dead, not conquered by death, but rather life wins. Life is victorious. That's our bishop's motto, and that's what we celebrate today. Jesus reigns, life is victorious. Final point of that sequence comes at the beginning. See if you guys picked up on this. It says, Agnus Rei Ovis. Now, Agnus, we know that word from Mass elsewhere. We sing at one point in the Mass, Agnus Dei. Anybody have an idea what an Agnus might be? An Agnus Dei in Mass, what might Agnus mean? I did. A lamb, yes. Agnus is a lamb. Rei means to redeem or to save, to buy back. Oves are sheep. So we have this beautiful phrase in Latin that says, Agnus Rei Ovis. The lamb redeems the sheep. Who do you think the lamb is? Yeah. Jesus. Jesus is the lamb who saves the sheep. Who are the sheep? We are. That's right. Jesus is the lamb who saves the sheep. That is meant to make us think of another lamb who once upon a time in the Old Testament saved God's people. At the time of the Passover, if you remember, the angel of death was going around trying to kill all the firstborn in Egypt. But the Israelites were to take a lamb, smear the blood on their doorposts, and then when the angel of death came by, death couldn't win because the lamb, the blood of the lamb, would save all the people. So when our sequence sings about the lamb who saved the sheep, just like when we say lamb of God in Mass, we are talking about Jesus, the lamb, just like that lamb in the Old Testament saved the Israelites, so Jesus has saved us from death. This is the great conflict, that great duel that is sung about, because if you remember at the very beginning of creation, Adam and Eve sinned, and God says, when you eat that apple, you will surely die. Right, we were kicked out of heaven. We couldn't go be happy with God anymore in heaven until Jesus, the Lamb, saves the sheep. Jesus is sacrificed for us. He fights this battle with death. He says, death, you will not win. Because when death and life fight, when you fight with God,